This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to this second hour of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, Denise Dirk, seated to my right. I'm wearing my flak jacket because the number of shot looks directed my way from comments in the first hour would have clearly taken my life. But, you know, because I'm wearing the flak jacket, Denise, how are you?
I'm good, and I am giving him shot put looks.
That's right. That's shot put. I don't even think a flak jacket would go against a shot put. That's just like a lead ball to the head.
A friend of mine in high school took one in the head, and he has not. We call him Goofy now. He really did. He got hit, and it was a shot put, and it was very difficult on him physically.
Oh, yeah. He had a concussion for sure.
So he did wander around and had dizziness almost for the rest of the year. Yeah.
What was the name of that movie with James Caan and the seven, Rollerball?
Yeah.
That Rollerball, and that was about a shot put sized, you know. Yikes. Okay, well, that little tangent there.
I think this is because of cannon fire that somebody stood around and said, hey, how far can I throw this thing?
Yeah. Hey, Earl, why don't you just kind of go over there? I got an idea. We're going to shoot this up in the air. I'm going to give you a baseball mitt.
See if you can... That is redneck shot put, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get back to the news and the law.
Radio shot put call, shot put talk. So we covered in the first hour some interesting cases, some divorce cases, Sly Stallone. We covered a case about interesting photographs in a marriage and who's entitled to those upon the dissolution of marriage. And there's a really interesting ruling out of the state of Utah that one's got to be appealed. That ruling just came down in August.
I don't think she's going to appeal it. I know. I almost think that, you know, women's groups should get behind her and help her appeal it.
I would think so. Look, there's some crazy stuff. What was the other one out of Utah that we...
That was the naked mom took off her shirt and when they were working in the garage in front of the kids.
Yes.
It's stepmom. Yeah. Naked stepmom.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were putting up insulation and the best thing you can do when you put up fiberglass insulation is expose more bare skin to the insulation because nothing could go wrong there.
Please get those little tiny glass shards under every part of your
please.
Skin.
Yes, please. I don't have enough. yikes. That's just... You ever installed insulation, Denise?
I have never installed insulation, but I did go to a nude beach once, and I'd never go again.
Well, that escalated quickly. Insulation in nude beach is good.
Well, happens. I was thinking about, you know.
No, I get it, but in Utah, there was beer involved.
And I'm the one that gives overly exaggerated hand motions.
There was a lot of beer involved in the lady with the naked insulation.
That is true. That is true. But, you know, hey, look, sometimes drywall just needs to be hung.
That's what
anyway,
I'm saying.
So we also did a case or no case in the first hour, and now Cal, can you set us up for the case or no case?
Well, sure. Yeah,
we might even be able to get to some answers.
I think I can squeeze this in. Let me give you the.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. Michelle was fastidious about maintaining her car. So she took it to a quickie loop kind of a place and got the oil and the filters changed and the fluids checked every 3 months or mileage, depending on when it was due. I mean, she was there when it was due, Johnny on the spot. And every time they gave her back a form that said the technicians had checked all the fluids, the transmission, the windshield washer, you know, the nitrogen in the tires, you name it, everything. So one day, 3 days after her last service, she's driving home and she hears an ominous clunk, and her car stopped moving forward under its own power. She coasted off the side of the highway, stepped on the throttle, the engine went like that, but no movement. So then she called the tow guy. He got there and checked the car and said, well, you know, ma'am, Sounds to me like your car does not have any transmission fluid. She said, that's impossible. I just had the car serviced, and on the seat next to her was the receipt where it said transmission fluid with a check mark by it. Notice it didn't say okay, just check. She needed a new transmission, so she called her regular service provider to see if they had incompetent mechanics insurance to handle the removal and replacement of the transmission. And they said, no, but here's the name of our insurance company. So the insurance company said no, so she called her insurance company, and they referred her to a lawyer to see if she could find a way of going after the $1,300, yes, Todd Kunin, to see if she had a case or no case. What say you, my friend?
Well, this is interesting when it comes to automatic I'm assuming this was an automatic transmission.
Yes, it was.
This is interesting when it comes to automatic transmissions, because you would think that conventional wisdom, and again, Don't. In addition to not quoting us in a legal, in a law forum, please
don't tell your mechanic we said.
Please do not rely on us for automobile advice. But depending on the age of the vehicle, especially how old that transmission is, sometimes it is not the best idea to have the old transmission fluid flushed out with new transmission fluid put in the same way you would do with oil, because of the way automatic transmissions work. As they get old, the gears get a little worn, and you kind of need the grit from the transmission fluid to make the transmission run properly. But every time I've gone, I have a very old vehicle, every time I've gone in to possibly get the transmission fluid replaced, I'm told that by every place that I go, you might not want to do that because it could make the slippage worse.
I think they fear liability in the event the transmission is bad anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's one. Two, because of that, there are certain things that those places, I know that they won't necessarily top off brake fluid or fill up brake fluid necessarily, and transmission fluid, they can check it and advise you, and usually they go over and tell you, these are all the things that we have, you know, they come in and they show you the air filter. See, your terrible air filter, it's a wonder you all aren't dead with this air filter, because I think they get a perk for air filters. They always come in and do that, and, you know, and you need to get your oil changed every 300 miles. Used to be 3,000, but we need more money.
Every 3 feet.
You know, and so they do all of this stuff, but they also go over fluid levels with regard to automatic transmission, and you need to sign, I believe, consenting to the addition of automatic transmission fluid, because it's a perk. It's not part of their normal fluid top-off. And my guess is that this is a case that she went to sue, but it was tossed, or that the fluid place, the brake inspector, the shop that he took it to, the
Twiki
Lube,
wins
because although the box was checked, they went over it, that box was checked that they discussed automatic transmission fluid with the consumer who opted not to have it filled. So it's her fault, not theirs. Case, Quickie Lube wins.
Good catch, Ms. Dirks. What do you say we have about him?
Well, I say that Todd is just utterly wrong because he said we were going to get to all the answers this break.
Oh, that's right.
The break.
Oh,
and we are not, because he had a big, huge, long, convoluted teaching lesson on automatic transmission fluid, which nobody cares about.
So here I'm doing her a solid, buying her more time to think about her answer.
Which she would normally just buy herself.
And what if she throws me under the proverbial bus for throwing her a bone here, because we're coming up on break, and she's going to get the chance to think about this on the whole break, and she probably won't do anything, and then when we come back, she goes, oh my gosh, I have to give an answer.
We'll just deduct the point from her.
I'll just say right now, no case.
Nope, you're going no case.
I'm going no case because I just feel like this is made up, and Cal had out his mechanics, you know, magazine over the, you know, week.
That's always possible.
Those are the kind of magazines Cal reads.
That's right. Ooh, look at that wrench, I say. In fact, my wife gave me pictures holding Snap-ons. No, it's true.
Nothing beats positive traction, I'll tell you what.
Snap-ons are branded tool, Denise. That's what
I know, I was thinking of the boudoir pictures.
Well, frankly, I was too. Okay. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop whining. How did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. When we went to the break, Denise and I had both given our answers to case or no case. This was the woman who had taken her car to one of these quickie lube places. And she had it serviced as she always does. And after she left, within a day or so, her automatic transmission conked out, and somebody said that, or somebody looked at it, it was low or had no transmission fluid in, and she looked at her invoice and said, well, I have the checkbox here saying they checked the transmission fluid, and so she wants to know if she has a claim against the Quickie Lube. I said that this was a case and that she loses because Quickie Lube's going to show that, well, we went over it with you and you opted not to have your fluid replaced or your fluid topped off. And Denise said this was no case.
And I think, and they also, by the way, will bring, a lot of times they'll bring you the transmission fluid on a white piece of paper and show you, see how dirty your fluid is? Here, this needs to be changed. You've got to pay us big money.
But, you know, that always is suspect when they go to, like, everybody sitting in the lobby and say, see, here your fluid is, and it's like the same sample of fluid. That always, you know, throws me.
Well, I think that's...
I've never had that happen, and
really?
I've had my fluid tops a lot.
Huh.
So, Todd...
I don't know.
Oh, my
God. His mind is just going down there.
All I did was look at my notes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I can't even look at you right now. Okay. I forgot to tell you.
Sounds just like my wife. Go ahead.
I forgot to tell you, Cal, you got 2 points last time.
Yes. Okay, good.
Because you stumped both of us.
I lucked out.
So let's hear what the answer is.
Well, I haven't heard your answer yet.
Yes, you did.
She said no case.
Okay, well, here's the story. Well, as Todd pointed out, it is common for many competent Jiffy Lube shops to tell you they've checked their fluid. My lovely bride took her Thunderbird to our mechanic because it was having an issue, and she said, I get it serviced all the time. He said, I'll bet you they tell you they check your fluids too, huh? She said, yeah. He goes, well, see this one? Not really. So it's no case. But it is an interesting scenario and something that happens very commonly. So his advice was, learn how to check your own fluids, which my wife can do. She just never thought of it. And he said, and please don't take their word for it, because they'll show you dirty samples or do a lot of things to try to upsell you into services that you may or may not need. So be cautious. That was the whole point. And there was a true scenario, but no case.
And see, once again, a woman knows the cars better than the guys.
And in some cases, yes, that's right.
What a joke, huh?
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, okay, so Denise gets points on that one.
Oh, wait, next hour.
Yes.
We will take another step into the world of rock and roll and what one rock and roll group called the Tongue of the Stage, really just a long apron, but they called it a tongue, and they told their opening act, stay off the tongue. And they didn't. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
I see Cal Hunter has been reading the unauthorized autobiography of Gene Simmons of Kiss again. So
he said he had it licked. Okay, go ahead. Just a tongue humor, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The forked tongue.
You know,
good one.
This segment brought to you by the word entrapment. Yes, entrapment, where everybody knows your sense of humor, and so they say all sorts of things to try to entice you. Entrapment. I feel like I'm in a...
So let's talk about giving birth.
For adults. Okay, let's talk about giving birth. Giving birth in a jail. Boy,
yes.
That's a tough situation.
Yes, yes, it is. You know, you've heard of the boy who cried wolf. This is the inmate who said that they were pregnant. Denise, what's going on? What happened in the state of Maryland?
Well, there was a woman who was in jail, and she was in labor, and nobody believed her. And she had to slip her amniotic, allegedly, slip her amniotic,
sack.
Under the door to show them and prove to them she was actually in labor. And so she has now filed a lawsuit, or she does intend to file a lawsuit. No, she filed it. She filed it in federal court. Correct?
I believe so.
And so she must have been in prison rather than a county jail, right? Or was she in prison or jail? I don't know which. I didn't read that.
Jail is what I am understanding. But that she was really trying to get people's attention. She was, you know, she would punch in the walls of the cell, and then she realized that she was going to have to deliver the baby alone. And she did deliver the baby alone. And that little baby got staph infection.
Well, sure, on the floor.
Because on the floor in jail, it's so horrible.
Terrible. terrible.
Now, there's a couple of things. Somebody asked me the other day, said, how do you defend people as a criminal defense attorney? And I thought about that, you know, and it's like, it's not so much that I'm defending as I am an advocate for somebody. And so I'm going to advocate for the jail here, not necessarily defending their actions, but maybe to explain why they might not have responded so quickly. First, she was in solitary confinement. She had been placed in solitary confinement because she was using drugs, and the staff thought that she was going through withdrawal symptoms. Now, when people are in a solitary confinement and going through withdrawal symptoms, they will say almost anything to try to get a jail staff to come in. And so the number of things that you hear are such. I don't know that they knew that she was pregnant before she went in, if this was a premature birth because of drug use and the situation presented itself going in.
And we also don't know about her. Was she a habitual screamer trying to draw attention to herself all of the time? Because there are those scenarios that happens in jail as well, as
well,
you know.
And again, she was in solitary confinement, which means that there could have been a reason she was there. That said, you know, if it gets to the point that she has to slip the amniotic fluid underneath the underneath the door to prove what is going on, that's a problem. And I think that there's probably going to be some liability there.
You know? Well, we're going to find out because when we come back, there is a resolution to this case.
All right.
Which I didn't realize, but now I know.
Huh. It is an interesting one, that much.
Hey, if you want to think about the resolution, call in 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234 and tell us what you think the result is.
This is Radio Law Talk with Denise Kunin and Todd Dirks and Fred Nickel. No, wait. Okay, everybody, you'll get the names right as we come back on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis said rescue teams are checking homes and that about 1.9 million customers are without power. DeSantis gave a web address for those who had no cell phone service and still need to contact loved ones. It's missing.fl.gov. Ian made landfall near Georgetown, South Carolina, Friday afternoon with sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, battering the state with heavy rain in a life-threatening storm surge after killing at least 42 people in Florida and leaving behind a trail of apocalyptic destruction. And in leaving many areas of Florida in states of disaster, with ruined homes and businesses, and the state's governor saying as many as 20 reported but unconfirmed fatalities. FEMA's Ann Bink Friday reported the agency has mobilized thousands to help. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So just before we went to the bottom of the hour break, we were talking about this case out of Washington County, Maryland, where a female who was pregnant had been incarcerated. She was in solitary confinement. She went into labor. And we keep referring to it as jail personnel, and while technically true, there is a caveat to that. It's the medical personnel in the jail. And, Denise, what is it that's special about the personnel, the medical personnel at the jail?
Well, the medical personnel at the jail were nurses, and they staffed the, if you will, the hospital in the jail, right?
Yes.
And the nurses were the ones who made decisions about whether or not they took an inmate to the hospital.
Now, were the nurses employees of the jail and county, or were they part of a private company that contracts with?
They were part of Prime Care Medical, Inc., and so they were contracted through the Prime Care Medical, Inc., by the county. And also, it looks like the city.
Okay.
So defendants in this case was the city, the county sheriff's department, and also Prime Care Medical. And the city already settled this case.
Yes.
You know, they probably had limited exposure somewhat, but they did have some exposure, and that would be meaning let's get rid of the city. Both, you know, the defendant city and the plaintiff would say, let's just settle this. You know, your exposure's less. We'll settle it early, save your, you know, attorney fees. Maybe they paid a cost of defense. I don't know. That settlement is not public. But the case is progressing now against the sheriff, the Washington County Sheriff's Office, and also against Prime Care Medical.
Yeah, and you know, we bring this up because obviously the sheriff's to be responsible for what Prime, they're the ones that decided to go with Prime Care Medical. But what we found and what's being discovered is that this isn't the only situation where Prime Care Medical and other medical providers are facing liability for the because of the alleged dereliction of duties in providing their service to incarcerated individuals in who receive these medical services or who don't receive them, as the case may be. And there have been more than a few. This is creating a huge level of liability for sheriff's departments and cities and folks that use this service, right?
That's right. There's already been awards of over $13 million in six different cases since 2017 against this company. So clearly there's something broken here that they need to fix.
Now, there's a question about, well, how long was she really crying for help before the nurses went in? When the nurses went in, she had the baby in her arms. That's the allegation, that when the nurses...
Well, actually, it was one of the correctional officers that found her with a baby in
the
arms.
Yes, and the correctional officer, allegedly, this is all the allegations, the complaint, that the correctional officer, who is a sheriff's deputy, had told the nurses, keep an eye on her, she's pregnant, she could be going to labor. And that was the same individual that went to check on her again and found that, well, this time she smuggled in contraband, a baby. But that's not all. She's in solitary confinement, but still, there were other people that could hear, and this individual had a fellow inmate, the woman that gave birth. There was another inmate that could hear what was going on. That inmate, from jail, used her credits, whatever they have in jail, because they can make personal calls, to call the boyfriend of the woman in jail who was giving birth. And then the boyfriend called the jail to plead with them to send somebody in to check on this person who was giving birth. So while we don't necessarily have video at this time, I haven't seen anything to know how loud or how demonstrative the requests for help were, we know that it was enough based upon the allegations. It's alleged that it was enough for this other inmate to hear it, call a boyfriend who's out of custody.
Yeah, use their one-day call.
Yeah, to call in and have the jail staff go. That not only does that speak to the volume, if true, and how outlandish the cries for help were, but it also speaks to the length of time that this was going on and how long it took for somebody to finally go in and check.
Were these the same guards that were watching Jeffrey Epstein?
No, those guys were asleep.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, and you know what? There is a really sad note here. The child got staph infection, and it was an antibiotic-resistant staph infection. And that could have been avoided completely had she been in, you know, a sanitary hospital. And gave birth in some place that was at least sanitary.
So city settles, county's going to fight it out.
Yes.
I wonder what basis they're going to fight it on. That will be interesting.
Well, you know, you wonder if there's oftentimes the question between whether or not there was a wrong for which somebody is liable. And sometimes that's an easier question to answer than the follow-up question, which is, how much is it worth?
Right.
And that may be the hitch in the giddy up for settlements. The city may have looked at that and said, well, look, we're on the hook for this much, we're out. And I could see why the city would do that. Oftentimes, some cities are big enough that they have their own city jail. Sometimes the municipalities are not populated to the extent that it warrants having a city jail and a county jail. So there's just a county facility for which all people who are arrested in the various cities that comprise that county are taken when they're arrested for them to serve their time. And then the cities would pay into a fund. So they're paying into a fund. They'd be liable because this facility exists that they pay into to help maintain. But they aren't the ones responsible for the day-to-day management like the sheriff's department.
County, yeah.
The county and the sheriff's department. So the level to which the city was liable might have been much lower.
So, Todd, why is this a federal lawsuit?
Oh,
human rights violations. I'm guessing.
That's a good guess.
That's a really good guess.
Yes.
Because, look, if a lawsuit is based in part or can be based in part on something that is a federal constitutional issue, well, the federal courts have jurisdiction to to hear that. And while there might be state claims and federal claims, if the claims can be adjudicated together, then they're removed to federal court and they're heard in federal court. And there's some benefits to that, depending on the strength of the case, but the number of jurors are different, and could be the difference between 12 jurors sitting on a case versus 7 or 6 or whatever the federal
whatever the federal number
is. I don't know. I don't do civil law. I do criminal law. I would be interested to know what she was arrested for and how that case panned out and whether or not she got a conviction there.
Well, you said we talked about it being a withdrawal scenario. I mean, obviously, there were some drugs involved, I'm thinking, out loud here.
Well, you know, she probably was put in solitary confinement to protect the baby. I mean, honestly, because when you're in, you know, a general population, you have access to drugs. I mean, that is the reality of our jails in.
But, you know, Denise and Todd, I'm wondering what her costs would be, because the child, if born in custody, is then the responsibility of the county or the jail where the child is born, is it not, as far as medical expenses and so on?
Well, you know, that's an interesting issue because oftentimes, like if somebody gets into an accident, it's a DUI with injury, they've hurt themselves, they've hurt others, but they are in the hospital. There are oftentimes that in some jurisdictions, the sheriff or the jail will not arrest that person. Because if you place them under arrest and now they're under your umbrella, you're on the hook for their medical.
Right.
So leave them out of custody and wait till they get released from the jail or released from the hospital, and then place them under arrest. You're not on the hook for all that medical care. That happens on occasion.
I'm just wondering what the damages could be here, other than punitive.
It's a denial of her rights. It was a constitutional violation. So the damages are not necessarily just the injuries. Or that type. It's her damages are related to her rights.
Yeah, I get that.
And the not cruel and unusual punishment, and I mean on and on and on. I can think of many different rights that were violated.
And again, violated by a governmental entity. So I don't know necessarily know there'd be a constitutional cause of action if this was all private. But hey, the sheriff's department, that falls under the executive branch. It's part of the government.
Yes, sir.
So that'll do it for this segment. One more segment to go on the second hour, and then we've got a full third hour for you. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
As Todd told you, this is Radio Law Talk, and many people listen to Radio Law Talk on great radio stations coast to coast, more than 100, and we thank every one of them, our great affiliates. And, of course, when that doesn't work and they flip over to a football game or whatever, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and hear this episode, the rest of it live, and pick out any of the shows that we have aired. They're all available for podcasting, and it's all free. And we're delivered via podcast during most popular services. Most popular services. We'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Where's Fred? I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You know, welcome back to Radio Law Talk. Todd Kunin sitting in, filling in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. Denise Dirks, how are you?
Good.
And we're over halfway through this show.
We are.
Yes, we are. Cal, you just...
What? What? Hello? What?
Cal's like a groundhog.
He's got his forehead is sweating.
Well, yes. I had a high school football game last night. You know, it was a late night for me, so...
Well, I was at Steve Miller Band concert last
now
night.
Now you're so just showing up. I'm complaining. You're showing up. There's a difference.
Yeah. This is my level of dedication to my work. I left work yesterday to pick up my son from school, took him home, but he had a high school football game that he had to go to. So I take him to the high school football game.
Yes.
And then I know I got to pick him up from that football game. It just so happens that his high school is near where my office is. So between the hours of 6:30 and 10:30 last night, Friday night, I just went back to the office and worked.
Attaboy.
And did you, like, reserve topics or did you do anything for the show?
No, I drafted legal briefs for arguments for my clients who are in custody.
Oh.
So
well,
that sounds fascinating. Was it fun?
I did that for a little bit. I also may have watched an episode of Breaking Bad. But still, I was at the office.
That's not the point. It was in the office.
I was in the office. I get credit for my fob showing up that I clocked in and clocked out of the office when I was there.
By the way, I'm going to ask you a question. If you work a salary job there, can your boss come to you and say, Todd, you're not productive enough. You're a salaried employee. I need you to put in some extra hours. Can they do that to you, or is that covered in your agreement where you just have to do what you have to do?
If you're a salaried employee,
yes.
Can the employer come to you and tell you that you need to work more hours?
That you're not productive enough, and therefore you've got to get more done, and the only way to do that is put in more time.
Look, the answer that I give will be specific to my local jurisdiction, because I don't know what the laws are in every state.
Sure,
shocker.
Of course. Yeah.
But as a professional employee who's on salary, I'm what's referred to as a salaried exempt employee, which means that my employer is exempt from having to pay me overtime if I work more than 8 hours in a day or 40 hours in a week because of the nature of my job. They view that as you're being compensated for the service that you provide, not necessarily the number of hours that you spend doing it. And so, yeah. So the employer comes to you and says that. What they're saying is essentially...
Well, there's one more factor.
What's that?
You're at will.
Well, yeah, and I'm
so
at will.
In our particular jurisdiction, he is an at will, which means you don't have to have cause to fire, and he doesn't have to do anything. Or maybe not being productive enough, it wouldn't be a problem for his employer to threaten to fire.
Unless the employer has done something to destroy the at will nature of that employment contract, which usually happens when people are hired with probationary periods, but that's a topic for a different day. But to answer your question, if the employer were to come to me and say, I need you to spend more hours, what the employer is really saying is the service for which I am paying you a salary is not getting done, and I need you to get it done. So either be more efficient in how you spend the time you spend doing it, or spend more time. But the bottom line is, I need the finished product from you.
Yeah, because I'm paying you for task-specific work. And if the task isn't getting done, figure out what it's going to take to get it completed, I guess is what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought it was...
But oftentimes, when I did employment and labor, and a little civil work before I became a DA, I remember I had clients sometimes ask me, give me an employment contract or something that will prevent me from being sued. I love it when they would say that, prevent me from being sued. And the response is, there's nothing that you can do to prevent yourself from being sued. The question is whether or not you have a defense to the suit when it comes out. And here are some examples of things that are so off the wall. But you know what? It didn't prevent the entity from being sued, as ridiculous as it is. They might have had a defense. But Denise, what's one that's just crazy?
Well, I call this the Tootsie Roll case. And this is where there was a lawsuit brought against Tootsie Rolls and their parenting company because they were made with sugar and trans fats instead of being made with healthier products. And thus, it was alleged that Tootsie Rolls was immoral and unethical. What do you think happened in that suit?
Dismissed. Tossed.
I don't know. I'm guessing it.
That's my theory.
I'm guessing it didn't end too sweet.
He wasn't on a roll, we could say, or the sewer.
Yeah, he got kicked. Of course, it got kicked.
Show me the money.
Well, here's another case.
You know what the lawyer said in that case, right?
What they say?
You pay my fee.
Oh, did the lawyer actually say that? Yeah,
your case.
Because there are many cases like that in the world that we live in where that phrase is rather commonly spoken.
You pay my fee. I'll take your case. Are you serious?
It's almost like if you really want to know, let's say you go to a lawyer and you really want to know what the lawyer thinks about your case, right? And let's say it's a lawyer that usually takes things on contingency, but they insist on an hourly billing.
Yeah.
I think that tells you what the lawyer might think about the case. Here's another one. A gamble that did not pay off. So the Golden Nugget Casino in Atlantic City, guy loses about $500,000 while gambling there. And then sues because, and I quote, the odds were stacked against him.
Your Honor, I don't know how this building got built, but there's a real problem with the way the gambling system works.
That's how gambling works.
Yep. Hello.
The odds are stacked against why they call it gambling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that one did not pan out well for the plaintiff. He took a shot. He rolled the dice. So
he rolled the dice.
He rolled the dice, and it came up legal snake eyes.
Craps, right?
But, you know, like there's some that get painted as kind of ridiculous stories, but here's one. Here's one that was reported as a ridiculous lawsuit. But Denise, when you and I were talking about it, it was like, well, hold on a second here. Now, this is somebody that sued, what was it, Folgers Coffee. Okay. And she sued because her claim was that the canisters that the coffee comes in, the canisters do not hold enough coffee to make the number of servings that the coffee canister says are in.
So the claim makes 15 and only makes 12, whatever, something
so
like that.
15 right. and only makes 12. Okay. Now, listen, listen. If they can prove, okay, I would imagine her lawyer before filing a lawsuit would go out and probably buy about 5 or different cans of this stuff, come in, measure each one to the serving size and following instructions, and then looking to see how many cups of coffee they can make with this. It just occurred to me that it guarantees the number of cups of coffee, but the can doesn't guarantee the strength of that coffee. Well, let's just run some more water through it again.
That's the defense of it.
Yeah, but if you can make, I would think that would gut the lawsuit. You might not want to file, but if you can't make the number of cups based upon what the serving size says on the side of the can, that could be a class action lawsuit, right?
And you know what the damages are?
A cup of coffee?
No.
No.
How many grains of coffee was missing? You could say, I want $1 million for each grain that was missing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And what I would love to see is if the jury was that owl from the Tootsie Pop commercials. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? 1, 2, 3. It takes 3. But, yeah, so the thing that was ridiculous about this Folgers lawsuit was, Cal, you kind of hit on this. So it makes 12 cups of coffee instead of 15, something like that. The sought-after damages in that case, they wanted $5 million in fees and damages.
Is this a Kramer case for a city, or free coffee for a lifetime?
Or free coffee for a lifetime. That was ludicrous, hilarious, and existential.
And you've got a case.
And you have a case. Well, that does it for our second hour of Radio Law Talk. We've covered some serious, some not so serious. In the third hour, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin. We're going to talk about a police car parked in an inappropriate place near trains and a guy who flunked a polygraph test because he was drunk and what that may have cost him.
Wow. Lots of good stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk next hour. All you have to do is stay tuned, and if your radio station you're listening to tunes out of the show, you can flop over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to the whole third hour free. We'll continue in just a little bit right here, 6 minutes after this when we come back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.